This is a podcast from Rover.
This one is part of our segment. We read this on Reddit.
Did you read it on Reddit?
Yeah. You got Reddit, the app?
Nah. Try and stay off it. I find it not to be the most...
Do you know, if Jay didn't get paid money to do stuff on Instagram, he wouldn't be on any social media.
I could quite heavily turf my phone.
I'm thinking about going back to the flip phone, but every now and then you do find some wee nuggies. And this one here is from Reddit, and somebody simply asked, what are the things that Hollywood has tricked us, like as in the entire population, into believing? And there is a few.
Have you seen, they did a breakdown, I think it might have been Pixar, and they used the same background basically blocking for like four or five different cartoons. It was like Toy Story, Lion King, and The Little Mermaid. Basically the exact same layout, the exact same shot. So they just replicated over and over and over with different characters.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
How good's the remake of Lion King though, eh?
I haven't seen it yet.
What?
No.
Oh jeez, I've watched it like 40 times with my kids.
Okay.
But honestly. Okay, so these are the things that Hollywood has tricked the general population into believing. That SCX ends with rolling over and just going to sleep. No cleanup required here. If you keep bothering her long enough, she'll fall for you. Magically just fall in love. Missiles and RPGs are slow enough that you can easily dodge them if you're a human.
I was going to say that.
Human.
Have you ever been shot at with a missile or an RPG, and how successful were you in dodging it?
Can I, by all means, call us if you have.
Can't imagine anyone's around.
Also, a handgun can have like 25, 30 rounds in it.
Oh, yeah.
Does that do your head in, eh?
Well, how incredibly precise people are with handguns. I heard that they're incredibly hard to shoot.
Getting punched in the face is reasonably harmless.
Yeah.
In the movies, you never see their eyes watering, you know, because their nose has been hurt. Like, ow! You mean the nose? No real reactions like in real life. Car doors are somehow bulletproof. Like hiding behind a car while it's getting rained on with a hail of bullets. You can outrun a giant explosion. You just got to jump at the end.
Yeah. Always jump. Time it. Listen for the bang, then jump. Fireball comes after the bang.
These are things that Hollywood has tricked the general population into believing. The last thing is air conditioning ducts are an easy way to sneak through buildings.
I'm looking out the window right now. I would love to see you truffle shuffling your way through the air conditioning duct there.
She said it's an absolute death trap.
Here he is, grease him up.
Ah, that's more baby oil.
I'm pretty sure that they'll...
I'm getting stuck on the bend.
Someone that does air conditioning will be able to give us the actual weight rating of most of those anchor points that hold them into the roof as well. Like, what are the chances of you coming through? I would like to think it's probably more like the Boondock Saints film. Great film if you haven't seen it. They get into a fight in an air conditioning duct and fall through it.
Get into a fight! There's not enough room for a fight in an air conditioning duct. Oh, man.
See, once again, it is.
Craig, yours, please.
I heard you got my name.
Oh, man, I know everything about you. Don't ask any more questions.
He's
it'll
a
get
psycho.
Creepy.
Yeah, okay, then I was standing there when an RPG blew up the guy standing up next to me in Baghdad in 2001. You want to know what happened to them? They completely dissolve into nothing.
Oh, my God.
Well, this...
No, it was...
Whoa. Did you see it turn?
I mean, this is, with all respect, did you see it coming?
Oh, that last second, there was something just blasted past me. And next thing I know, that I'm being picked up by a medic. And they're getting brains and guts all off me, and none of it was mine.
Holy, how close to the person were you?
Less than a meter.
And... Wow.
And by the way, please don't put this one on the radio.
Well, there's an issue. You've just rung a live radio show. Hold there, Craig. Let's talk off here. Holy heck. Wow. What is it with our radio show where you chuck something outrageous out there and they'll always come through?
The Jay and Dunk Podcast.